Manu Patra alerts dated 2 July 2020. Madras High Court has directed the associations of private schools to formulate a scheme with respect to payment of school fees in installments. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the state government on a petition filed seeking directions to ensure proper implementation of the Scheduled Castes and the Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities Act, 1989 and the Scheduled Castes and the Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities, Rules, 1995 in the state. Calcutta High Court has observed the arbitrator is seen as the final authority on the appraisal of facts, and unless such appraisal is found to be perverse or manifestly unreasonable, the award should remain undisturbed. The court said that the extent of interference by a court on the factual score is substantially curtailed under Section 34 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996. Rajasthan High Court has rejected the bail application of a 51-year-old murder accused, while observing that there were no compelling reasons requiring his presence to take care of his ailing mother and wife. Kerala High Court has directed the state of Kerala to ensure the free supply of medicines in consonance with the policies of the state government, whenever any member of the transgender community is approaching the concerned statutory authority with the medical prescription of a doctor. Delhi High Court has allowed a plea moved by 69 foreign nationals related to the Tablighi Jamaat event seeking different accommodation provided the expenses of the new accommodation are borne by the foreign nationals themselves. Bombay High Court has directed the state government to reply to the contentions raised in a public interest litigation filed by a lawyer regarding cases of police brutality that have taken place in Mumbai during the lockdown that was imposed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Madras High Court has held that a person involved in an offence in Tamil Nadu Puducherry, but arrested in a place outside the region, shall be physically produced before a judicial metropolitan magistrate in the place of his arrest, though the magistrate may not have the jurisdiction. Karnataka High Court has extended till the 7th of August, 2020, period of closure under Section 4 of the Limitation Act, 1963 of all district and trial courts in the state of Karnataka. Karnataka High Court has sought a reply from the state government on why it has not included a separate category for transgender community in its notification for recruitment to the post of Special Reserve Constable Force and Bandsman. Kerala High Court has stayed the move of the administration to take over an apartment complex in Kannur to turn it into a first-line treatment facility for COVID-19 patients. Kerala High Court has held that persons having physical infirmities like deafness or dumbness which seriously affect their cognitive functions can file a suit through next friend invoking Order 32 Rule 15 of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908. Calcutta High Court has upheld the state's ban on the use of Chinese manjha for flying kites, directing that the same should be strictly adhered to by the administration and given full effect. Punjab and Haryana High Court has denied the bail plea of a class 12th student, a minor in the prime accused in the 2017 Ryan school murder case, stating that the Supreme Court had directed to treat him as an adult for the purposes of trial.